It's Wednesday, October 9th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
Nancy Pelosi dismisses Trump's refusal to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry, telling the president, quote, you are not above the law. Meanwhile, a new report claims that a White House official who listened in on Trump's Ukraine call was, quote, visibly shaken by what he heard the president say. And lastly, Montgomery, Alabama elects the first black mayor in its 200-year history.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Speaker Nancy Pelosi released a statement on Tuesday telling President Donald Trump he is, quote, not above the law, after the White House announced that they will refuse to cooperate with the ongoing congressional impeachment inquiry. Pelosi's response came just hours after White House lawyers sent top Democrats an 8-page letter accusing them of waging a, quote, partisan and unconstitutional effort to overturn the 2016 election. The House has already issued multiple subpoenas as part of its investigations, targeting high-profile officials, including Vice President Mike Pence, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. The White House itself has also been subpoenaed for Ukraine-related documents. In her statement on Tuesday, Pelosi rejected the White House's claims that the impeachment inquiry was out of bounds and said that their refusal to cooperate with the inquiry would be regarded as further evidence of obstruction. Fox News, ABC News, and the New York Times are all reporting that the whistleblower who filed a complaint about President Trump's July 25th phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke shortly afterwards with a White House official who described the exchange as, quote, frightening, crazy, and completely lacking in substance related to national security. The Times reports that the whistleblower wrote a memo prior to filing a complaint with the Intelligence Community Inspector General in August. In the memo, the whistleblower wrote that the White House official said, quote, there was already a conversation with White House lawyers about how to handle the discussion because, in the official's view, the president had clearly committed a criminal act by urging a foreign power to investigate a U.S. person for the purpose of advancing his own re-election bid in 2020.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Alabama's capital, a city once known as the cradle of the Confederacy and later the birthplace of the civil rights movement, elected its first African-American mayor Tuesday. Probate Judge Stephen Reed, 45, defeated businessman David Woods by a decisive margin. Reed won about 67% of the vote in Tuesday's mayoral runoff, according to the unofficial returns. Reed was already the first black probate judge elected in Montgomery County and was one of the first to issue marriage licenses to gay couples in the state. Quote, this is a historic day for our nation, said Karen Baines Dunning, president of the Southern Poverty Law Center, a civil rights legal organization based in Montgomery. Quote, the election of Stephen Reed symbolizes the new and inclusive and forward-thinking South that so many have worked to achieve. And now for what we're following today, some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The AP reports that thousands of indigenous protesters have converged on Ecuador's capital after anti-government demonstrations and clashes prompted the president to move his besieged administration out of Quito. Violence has persisted since last week when President Lenin Moreno's decision to cut subsidies led to a sharp increase in fuel prices. After returning from his visit to the cardiologist, Bernie Sanders told the crowd of reporters that he is preparing to change the nature of his campaign. Sanders says he plans to scale back his travel and the number of events he participates in. A day after President Donald Trump announced he would withdraw U.S. troops from northeastern Syria, Turkey on Tuesday said it's moving ahead with military operations in the country targeting Kurdish forces. And heralded as the first of its kind in Europe, a proposed constitutional amendment in Sweden seeks to enshrine the rights of nature to ensure that creatures, fauna, and features of the natural world are protected from exploitation and abuse by endowing them with legal status previously reserved only for humans and select animals. CommonDreams.org reports that the change to Swedish law would mirror that of other countries around the world, but if passed, would set a new precedent in Europe.
Quicker! Quickie!
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon live or later wherever your podcasts are found.